Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 7-Eleven, Brock Hunter.
Hey.
Yeah, what are you doing over there, Bobby? Come on.
Come on.
What are you doing over there?
It's Thursday over here. Come on.
It's Thursday over here.
Anyway, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. But right now, though, it's time for your morning dump. Let's do it.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777.
77.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. I was trying to play the delay there a little bit, and it just didn't work. But anyway, you said you had something to add.
Yeah. Dude, did you see the video recently of the New Jersey UFO floating around? And everybody in New Jersey, the highway pulling over, just, dude, thousands of people got pictures and video. Did you hear what it was?
Yeah, it was the Goodyear blimp, for God's sakes. Yes. Yeah.
So there's a guy who went on like the FAA, like, I don't know, what do they call them, flight schedules or whatever. And he like does a whole video breaking down. He's like, guys, it's very easy to go to this website. It's Goodyear blimp, showing pictures of it, what it was, what time. Even like a guy from the blimp was like, yeah, we kind of knew what was going on too. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Dude, like thousands of people lost their minds that night.
That's how stupid we are. Okay, that's how dumb we are. Like, oh my God, look at that UFO. I didn't know they had Goodyear tires up in space. Oh, my God. Just people, you've seen a blimp before. You've seen an effing blimp. There's so many idiots out there that people are freaking out, losing their minds over the Goodyear blimp.
Brock, this blimp had a light on him, though, man. I'm telling you, it looked a little weird, man.
You know what? Some people need their lights put out is what they need.
I would have just gotten out of the car and grabbed my ankles. Here comes the prop.
Everyone, let's get ready.
Get it over with.
Anybody got KY? The aliens are coming. It's really some poor pilot up there, you know, with a mustache going, ugh, not this again. I got to deal with these guys. I mean, he's yelling out the window because it's a blimp. Hey, hey, I'm not an alien, all right? It's a blimp. You guys have seen this.
No, dude, it's they're aliens from the planet Goodyear.
The alien speaking to us. I think he wants us to take him to his leader.
No, I don't want that. I just want to keep flying around. Will you guys stop saying I'm alien?
Oh, man.
It's aliens trying to sell me tires over here. What the hell?
Ridiculous. Yes, you get some. You want good traction in space? You want your spacecraft to hook up? Put Goodyear tires on there. You'll be burning out in space in no time. Anyway, yes. Thank you for sharing that.
Goodyear UFO.
Yeah.
You'd like that.
Well, hell, let's wrap up with this then. You know, we might as well wrap up with another stupid story. And we talked about this for our South Bend show, but not here. Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew. Anyway, they are teaming up with Red Lobster to create a Mountain Dew margarita called the Dewgarita. The cocktail is said to be made with a secret recipe. Mm-hmm. That will be available to all Red Lobster restaurants by the end of the year. Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew.
Why Red Lobster? It sounds random to me.
Because,
of
course.
Here's the thing. It's going to be good. I guarantee it's going to be good. But, dude, you know how much sugar is already in a margarita? Yeah. And you're throwing Mountain Dew in there?
Mountain Dew.
Of course it's that Red Lobster, because who do you see go to Red Lobster, all right? All those mouth breathers that want those biscuits and, you know, and the surf. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love seafood. Don't get me wrong. But Red Lobster is like the Olive Garden of seafood restaurants, okay? If you're going to Olive Garden for fine Italian cuisine, you're an idiot, okay? It's Olive Garden, you know?
What are they? They're like the cheddar biscuits or something?
The cheddar bay biscuits. Don't get me wrong. They're delicious. They're delicious. But then you also see people, those mouth breathers, hucking them into their throats like a seagull there on a dock. And, of course, they're going to be the ones drinking. Matinee margarita. Yeah. And then they're going to get in their car with their kids.
I had a crawfish one time, set my mouth on fire. Had to drink a whole 2-liter Mountain Dew.
2-liter Mountain Dew.
Anyway, so it'll be available by the end of this year. So if you want to go have a Dewgarita, you can go to Red Lobster. Do they do a diet Dewgarita? Because then I might be on board
probably
with that.
Probably.
You know?
Probably not. Usually when they do stuff like this, they're full-blown sugar.
I need to offset the calories and carbs I'm going to get from the 30 Cheddar Bay biscuits that I'm going to shovel into my face hole. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Might as well try it. Might be. I mean, I can't try it, but you can. You still got a good pancreas.
Matinee. All right. Anyway, there you go. That is your morning dump. Aliens and Matinee. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.